Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Sue Hirsch, your joyful wellness guru. So happy to have you with us this Monday morning. It's the beginning of a brand new week. And I am hoping that everybody is planning a wonderful, wonderful week. I'm also hoping that my guest shows up this morning. I'm not quite sure. I haven't been able to contact her. But you should definitely try to contact her. Her name is Yalila Espinoza. She's an intimacy coach for workaholics who want to leap into love. And she says about herself, for the last 15 years, I've been guiding seekers to make practical life changes so their desires can become a reality. And you want to look her up at www.yalila.com. That's Y-A-L-I-A, yalila.com. And I will keep on trying to contact her and reschedule her because I didn't get through to her to confirm that she was going to be able to be on with us today. But that's okay. Just wanted to let everybody know that I am now the Joyful Wellness Guru. That's the name of my show. The Joyful Wellness Guru used to be 100 People You Should Know radio show. And now I've gone more towards, let's see, my show is always about helping people. It was about introducing you to people who in the community that could help you and were all about helping you through their work. And by our community, when I say our community, I'm talking about Sonoma, Napa, and Marin, because those are the communities closest to me. But I realized very shortly after I started considering what my show is and who it's for that since it live streams, it's really for the global community, and really the whole world is our home. And one of my things I teach is that you have to find the fun in life. You have to create it. You have to put some thought and energy into making fun things happen throughout your week. And you have to put it on your calendar, just like you put regular car maintenance on your calendar and doctor's appointments and dental appointments, because otherwise it won't happen. And part of your fun, you might find that it's fun to do some volunteer work. I know that a few of my guests have found that to be the case, that volunteering becomes a lot of fun. And volunteering can be volunteering to help out people, can be volunteering to help out animals, it can be volunteering to help out our earth, our world, this global community in which we live, because it's our habitat. We've got one world, we've got to live in it all our lives, and our kids have to live in it. So we have to consider things like keeping it clean and keeping the food wholesome for all our sakes and for the sakes of our children and our children's children. Got to keep our food clean and wholesome and free of pesticides and GMOs and things that don't belong in our food system and in our food chain and our ecological system. And so then it begins to behoove us to learn basic things about how to do that, to relearn basic farming techniques that we used to know a long time ago. It was just till the fields, gather in the crops, and, plant the fields and make sure the fields get watered and make sure that we don't kill what we're trying to grow with things that don't belong in the soil, because the soil connects to all other soil on our earth. And so we really need to go back and relearn what was natural back then, because it's still natural. It's not that it's become not natural now, what was natural to do back then. It's still a good idea to continue as we were before we had things like pesticides, because pesticides don't just kill pests. And there are plants that are naturally repellent to pests and rodents. And what we want to do is we want to plant our fields such that we have a variety of plants in our fields so that we're balancing not only what we eat, but what the plants do for each other, because they protect each other and they help each other to grow. And then you want to rotate your crops so that each type of plant is not only taking some nutrients from the soil, but then putting some nutrients into the soil where it's currently planted. Then you move it to another patch of soil and plant its seeds in a different patch of soil, and it'll take some nutrients and it'll replace some nutrients, because plants are all as unique as we are. We are all as unique as snowflakes, and the plants and the animals are all as unique as snowflakes too. And so they each take a little something that they need, and they each leave a little something behind that is good for the soil. But that can only happen if our pesticides don't deplete the soil unnaturally and poison the plants and cause the plants to poison the soil. So we have to stop using those things. And right now the big deal is GMOs. And GMOs are bad. There's absolutely nothing good about GMOs that counterbalances the bad that they do to our planet. The GMOs are in not just the seeds that are planted, but they are also in the pesticides, because Monsanto has his finger in both pies. He has his finger, I believe, in the seed industry, but also in the chemical industry that kills what we call weeds. Now, the thing about weeds, I'm going to go off on a little bit of a tangent here. I'm sort of getting back to the planet and plants. And weeds are simply plants that we have decided that we don't want in a particular area. Therefore, we're annoyed when they grow up in that area, and we call them weeds. It's another label like ADD or ADHD, which is a totally different thing. But we are human, so we tend to judge things and label things this way. There are a lot of weeds that, they all do actually kind of great things for the soil, because they're putting some nutrients back into the soil too. All the time they're taking a little bit out. They're just exchanging, you know, one type of nutrients for another. And the great thing about weeds is a lot of them are edible. Now, don't go out and, you know, pick a weed and eat it just because I've said that a lot of them are edible, because that doesn't mean that I know which ones are edible. I know that I don't know a lot of edible weeds from inedible ones. And I know that a lot of houseplants are poisonous. That doesn't mean that every houseplant in your house is poisonous. So don't put so much stock in what I say here now that you go out and you pick and eat things just because I said so, because I'm not saying so. In fact, I'm telling you to not do that. But I do know that a lot of weeds are edible and tasty, and this is something that I would like to learn more about myself. So if you have any ideas on learning more about edible weeds along with me, that's a really good idea. That I could get behind 100%. So please let me know if you're interested in learning about this, because I am too, about edible weeds of California, of Northern California in particular, and I will get back trying to find some edible plants classes and foraging groups, and I hope that you will too, because this is a really interesting thing, and it puts some really good needed focus back on being good to our earth, because if we want to eat of the earth, we have to make sure that we treat it politely so that what we're eating doesn't poison us, because really when we put bad things in the earth, we're poisoning ourselves, because we know that we're going to want to eat what we're putting into what we're getting out of the earth. So you can't put poison in and get good out. That just doesn't work. It's not logical. It's not going to happen. You got to put good in order to get good out and be able to eat it without dying. So that is my soapbox for today, And my idea on finding the fun, maybe going out and finding foraging groups would be fun for you. It looks like fun to me. And so I'm going to be looking to see what Yahoo groups do that. And I'm going to be looking around for some different orienteering groups, because they go out and they learn how to use a map and compass and how to naturally look at the earth and the lines in the earth and the topography of where they're at, what is under their feet that can lead them back to civilization if they're lost out in the open somewhere. And this is a way to do it safely, is to do it with a group, because they know who came to join them, and they will not stop looking for you if you're actually lost. They will call help, which is a good thing, which is exactly why I want to go with a group, in case I do get lost for real out there somewhere. And the point is to get yourself a little bit lost out there, you know, in the group setting, and then be able to find your way back. And they're not going to just drop you out in the middle of nowhere without having first taught you how to figure out your way back. So that's what I need in terms of some structure and education, and structure within my education. So this is the kind of thing that could be the fun in your week. You can start looking now early on in the week. You might be able to find a group to go out with over the weekend, next weekend. Happens to be my dad's birthday tomorrow, so I want to give a big happy birthday shout out to my dad, and my anniversary coming up with my husband, 9901. We were married. If that doesn't sound familiar to you, then maybe you are so young that you were not around when some terrorists crashed their planes into the Twin Towers in a fit of religious fanaticism. And I hope you didn't lose anyone in that tragedy. I'm terribly sorry if you did. And if you did, my heart goes out to you, and all our hearts go out to you, I'm sure, from the entire community. And it was a terrible thing that happened. It happened 2 days after I was married, and we had been planning to go on a driving honeymoon, luckily. So we went, even though there was tragedy all around us. We decided we were not going to be a part of the tragedy and a part of the tragedy in the aftermath of the tragedy, because I felt that that would have been letting the terrorists have yet another win. And they win when we're afraid and in our grief and extending our grief. Not that grief is purposely extended, but all the time that they see us in a bad place emotionally, mentally, that's a win for them. That excites them. Because anybody who does not believe as they believe, they think should be dead or wishing that they were dead. So I wasn't going to let them have the win of seeing us playing dead. I wasn't just going to roll over and play dead for them. I had just got married, and damn it, I was going to enjoy my new life with my new husband. And I wasn't going to let them see us falter and fall. And yet all the time we were away on our honeymoon, part of me was with the people who had lost people in the terrible tragedy of 9/11 in New York. And so I just wanted to let all of you know that my heart still goes out to you every time I come around to this time of year again, September. I do remember you, and my heart goes out to you. So thank you all for listening. We've come to the end, I suppose, of another Joyful Wellness Guru show. My name is Sue Hirsch. If you ever want to call in, the number to call in is 347-677-1860. And usually when I have a guest, they have a lovely free offer that they make on my show for my listeners, and you can pick it up by listening either at the time the show airs or even from the archive. So click on my show one way or another, and you can find and use that offer, avail yourself of that lovely offer that my guests usually make on my show. The number to call in to ask them a question or make a comment, again, is 347-677-1860. And if you'd like to be on my show, I would love to have you. My phone number here for that is 707-762-3578. So just let me know at 707-762-3578. Leave me a message with your name and number twice, letting me know that you'd like to be on my show, and I'll be glad to have you. And keep in mind that this show is for the general populace, and children are a part of our general populace. And so I like to keep it clean. I like to keep it relevant. I like to keep to our time, and I like to keep it very helpful to my listeners. And generally, if you think you have something to say to somebody, you probably have something to say to many people. Your message is a big piece of the puzzle of our world, and it fits somewhere in our world. You are a part of somebody's puzzle, and they need you. They need to hear your message. So speak your message on my show, please. I would love to have you. And I am also a life and health coach, and I do some health coaching by phone. I do massage also. I often do massage as part of the health coaching package. I do what's called transformative massage. It means that I press on some points that help you release bad old habits so that you can make way for new ones that will serve you better in the future. So come see me. My name is Sue. I work in Petaluma. I live here as well. And I work at Bodega Hair and Company. Please make an appointment first so that I know to be there for you. And the number again, 707-762-3578. If you call and make an appointment, just be sure and leave your name and phone number both twice very clearly, because sometimes the machine skips or something. And I check my messages twice a day. If I can hear and understand your name and phone number, I will call you back within 24 hours. So have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. Remember to find the fun. Plan for it. Find it. Plan for it. Put it on your calendar, because it doesn't just happen, folks. Okay. Have a wonderful rest of the week. This is Sue, your joyful wellness guru, signing off.